This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Humor me and answer a couple of questions. If your net worth suddenly dropped 8, 10, 20%, would you think it was a good thing? I suspect most of us recognize that it's not. In fact, it's really bad news. Otherwise, we'd be celebrating things like stock market crashes. I'm asking because late last week, the BC Finance Minister, Carol James, was celebrating what she called the success of the speculation tax on people who own second properties in BC, because on average, the value of residential real estate in BC has dropped 8%. Of course, much more in areas like Greater Vancouver, which she said had a lot to do with the speculation tax. Over $122 billion in home equity in BC has been wiped out with the drop in home prices, which works out to an average around $67,000 per property. For most people, their home is by far their most important asset, and yet the drop in value is called a good thing? Maybe we could ask the homeowners in Calgary if the drop in real estate prices in 2015, 16, and 17 was positive for their financial well-being. I mean, it's certainly bad news for homeowners who, after working, paying taxes, and scraping enough together, put a down payment on a home in the last 2.5 years in Greater Vancouver, only to see the government purposely try and destroy the equity they have in their home by lowering home prices. I mean, one more question. Maybe someone in the commentary who covers politics can help me out. Why is it called good news to raise $115 million in a speculation tax that has nothing to do with speculation and is instead what the government's coalition partner, the Green Party, calls a cash grab? While real estate activity drops so much, in part because of the speculation tax and the increase in the property purchase tax, that property purchase tax revenues are now down $315 million. So the provincial treasury is out $200 million in large part as a result of a concerted effort by the provincial as well as the feds to reduce real estate activity, in effect reducing the equity people have in their homes by putting in policies with the expressed intent of pushing home prices down. And it does nothing, by the way, for affordability. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.